I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Wednesday, July 17th. The video went viral 5 years ago, and now there's a final decision on the case and what lawmakers are saying about Facebook's cryptocurrency. Plus, Elon Musk explains his newest vision, the U.S. military responds to a fake Facebook event, and how Game of Thrones just broke another record. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with a final decision years in the making. No federal charges against police involved in the death of Eric Garner. Some have promised protests in New York City today because today also marks exactly 5 years since Garner died. Remember, Garner was a 43-year-old unarmed black man seen in a video that went viral 5 years ago. He was saying, "I can't breathe," after he was apparently put in a chokehold. And it was one of the videos that sparked the Black Lives Matter movement. Well, NBC News reports the investigation came to an end yesterday. U.S. Attorney General William Barr decided not to bring civil rights or criminal charges against any of the NYPD officers involved. The Washington Post reports Barr ultimately decided that prosecutors could not prove there was a federal crime, that they didn't have enough evidence to show the officer used too much force. Gardner's family and civil rights groups are outraged, saying the DOJ failed them. They say they'll be protesting in the city for the next several days, and they want the officer seen in the video at least fired from his job. More tough questions expected for top tech executives today. It'll be the second day of hearings on Capitol Hill over concerns about big tech. It seems that while Republicans and Democrats are divided about a lot of things, they both have concerns about the power of companies like Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. So last month, the House launched an antitrust investigation looking into the company's tactics. This week's hearings are part of that investigation. So here are a few highlights from what happened yesterday. First, Facebook. Lawmakers voiced concerns about Facebook's plan for its new cryptocurrency called Libra. It's basically a digital currency that Facebook says will make sending money around the world cheaper and faster. While the New York Times reports lawmakers from both sides of the aisle don't trust Facebook with a global currency, given its past with privacy mistakes. And some people think Facebook has enough power as it is. TechCrunch reports the head of Facebook's new project says Facebook is ready to comply, that it'll wait to launch Libra until lawmakers' concerns have been addressed. Facebook wasn't the only company in the hot seat. Google, Amazon, and Apple also faced tough questions in Washington. The Wall Street Journal reports lawmakers are suggesting the companies need more oversight to ensure they're not getting rid of their competition. All of the companies say they do still have plenty of rivals from advertising to apps. On top of that, President Trump says he'll be taking a look at claims that Google has worked with the Chinese military. Google says it's not true. More hearings expected today. Stay tuned. Billionaire Elon Musk has a secretive startup called Neuralink, and he just showed off some of its technology for the first time last night. The goal of Neuralink, the New York Times describes it as the ability to make inserting a computer connection into your brain as safe and painless as LASIK eye surgery. Bloomberg says it's about allowing paralyzed patients to work computers or phones with their minds. And CNBC explains the vision: to drill holes into the brain to embed thin threads that connect to a tiny processor, which then connect to a phone over Bluetooth. Musk has been working with mice, but says he hopes to start trials on humans as soon as next year. Of course, it still needs approval from the federal government. And keep in mind, Musk is known for saying some unrealistic timelines for highly innovative projects. A quick break to thank this week's sponsor, Zola. Zola is reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience for the better. Zola lets you manage everything online and in one place. I'm talking free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry, affordable save the dates and invitations, and easy-to-use modern planning tools. If I were getting married again today, I would definitely be using Zola. And I can tell you that I have used it as a guest to a wedding, using the registry at least, and it's great. There are so many options and price points, and it feels so personal. The couple can choose from 500 top brands, from Cuisinart to Airbnb. You can ask for a blender and that once-in-a-lifetime experience all in one place. And you can put that dream registry right on your free wedding website that takes just minutes to set up. Choose from one of the 100 beautiful website designs so there are options for any style. So start your free wedding website and get $50 off your registry at Zola. Just go to zola.com/newsworthy. Again, sign up at Zola, Z-O-L-A, zola.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. In honor of the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 launch that sent the first humans to the moon, the U.S. Space and Rocket Center wanted to do something big. So TechCrunch says the Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama, planned to launch 5,000 model rockets all at once to make it into the Guinness Book of World Records. And it seems they've done it. It's not official yet. It still needs to be verified. But so far, so good. Huntsville, Alabama is known as Rocket City. It's where the first Apollo rocket that went to the moon was built. More than a million people say they'll attend what's apparently a joke Facebook event that went viral. The fake event claims they'll storm Area 51 in September to search for aliens. Yes, Area 51 is a top-secret base in Nevada that has been the subject of conspiracy theories that it has proof and secrets about aliens and UFOs. And even though the Facebook event says in the description that it's all a joke, USA Today reports the U.S. military does not think it's funny. The Air Force is now telling people not to go near that area, making it clear that it's illegal and any attempt to gain access would be dangerous. Emmy nominations are in, and it seems HBO took the throne. Yes, thanks to Game of Thrones' final season. The series was nominated for a record 32 Emmys. Variety reports that's the most Emmy nods to a series within a single year. And a bunch of other HBO shows actually brought in nominations this year as well. CNBC reports HBO earned nearly 140 nominations total this year, making it the most nominated network for the 2019 Emmys. Netflix came in second. Of course, you can check out links to the full list of nominees in today's show notes, and you can watch the 71st Emmy Awards on September 22nd. Well, today is apparently World Emoji Day, so Apple and Google both announced some new emoji are expected in the coming months to their devices. USA Today reports both companies are expected to add around 60 new emoji. They'll include interracial couples, same-sex couples, and people with disabilities. You can also expect new food options like waffles and new animals like the flamingo. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for a short new segment called Work Wednesdays, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And Work Wednesday is brought to you by M.M. LaFleur, a wardrobe solution for professional women, live with purpose, dress with ease. And this week, we're talking about side hustles, because apparently a lot of Americans have them. A recent survey from Bankrate.com found nearly half of all American workers earn extra income on the side, a.k.a. a side hustle. And the average side hustler brings in an extra $1,200 a month, working about 12 additional hours a week. And even though most say it's not their main source of income, 3 in 10 do say they need that extra money to pay for living expenses. Younger workers seem to be embracing this trend of side hustles the most. Millennials are more likely than Gen Xers or baby boomers to have a side job, with a good chunk of them actually saying they're more passionate about their side gigs than they are their full-time careers. All right, that's it. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you found this episode interesting, be sure to pass it on and share it with a friend. I would so appreciate it. And if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just check out the links and sources listed in today's episode description in your podcast app or on thenewsworthy.com. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.